This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Shuley, are you blissed?
Always. 29 hours a day.
29, yeah. Did you get a chance to see the Hillary and Donald show over the weekend?
No, you couldn't pay me any amount of money to watch that nonsense.
You know, more and more people are saying the same thing. More and more people are saying the same thing. And it was just lie after lie after lie from Hillary's side. I don't, you know, we talked about Hillary Clinton being a congenital liar. And boy, I don't even know if she knows when she's lying.
Oh, I doubt it. So, you know, congenital liars don't. Mm-hmm. And she is truly a born, congenital, predestined liar.
Mm-hmm. And many people are concerned about what happens if she takes up residence in the White House. People are just terrified of that.
I'm more than concerned. If we don't have a civil war, I'll be even more concerned.
Well, you know, people I have been chatting with are saying the same thing. They just can't stand the status of our country. The fact that the media has been outed as lying to us far and wide and long. And that the U.N. wants to make sure that Donald Trump does not become president. The media.
Well, the U.N.
wants to make
is
sure
part of the evil empire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting how those who want to control the world are all lining up behind Hillary, and those who want freedom seem to be lining up with Donald Trump. But, you know, there are some concerns about Donald Trump, too. And I guess one way of summarizing my thoughts on it, he talked, you know, locker room talk, or at least he said he did. But the Clintons went beyond locker room talk and went into oppression. I mean, they've oppressed women. They've covered this up. They've covered up the scandals. You know, Bill Clinton was running wild in the White House, you know, with a zipper undone. It's just, he's a national disgrace. And just the thought of having him anywhere near the White House is unacceptable.
Well, it is indeed a phenomenal unbelievable, horrible.
I was traveling.
Yeah.
I was traveling through Springfield a couple days ago, and I saw one property. It was a residence that had a sign that said Hillary. I couldn't believe it. I mean, that guy is brave having a sign, or her. They're brave having that sign on their house. I said to Mrs. Fennelli, I can't believe it. That place hasn't been burned down yet.
There's so much.
You know, I was kidding. But there's so much anger about her. It just, wow. I've never seen anything like it.
No. I think this perhaps is the election of the last 200 plus years, mm-hmm. and will determine unequivocally whether this country survives or not. If she's elected, the country will not survive. How it will not survive, I do not know. But I predict unequivocally there will be no United States. It will be a very divided and hopefully fall apart country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dr. Shula, I've got a list of thoughts for today's class, and I wanted to share this with you. In the 1950s, here in Missouri and in the surrounding area, there was a drought that lasted about 5 years. It was devastating. And those farmers who had livestock, cows, for example, had no grass. The grass just didn't grow because of the drought. And the farmers were cutting down trees in order to feed their animals. It was so serious that for food, deer were almost hunted into extinction in this area. Any animal that moved was a target for food. So rabbits, squirrel, birds, I mean, anything that could be eaten was eaten by people. And this morning I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about the Japanese during World War II. And this is a survival question. The Japanese were eating grass, literally grass, to survive. And I'm wondering about eating grass for our survival, should we have to, for whatever reason, whether it be a supply chain failure, whether it be nuclear war, as the sabers are being rattled in the United States, it's angering Russia. As a matter of fact, Vladimir Putin is ordering the return of those who are studying abroad to come back to Russia because of this saber rattling, which could lead to war, World War III. So the question is, eating grass, what would happen, Dr. Shealy, if we had to supplement our diet with, let's say, 50% grass? Would we be killing ourselves? Or would we survive? Or what would be the effects?
Well, it depends. If you live in a city, you undoubtedly be killing yourself, because I suspect that 99% of those lawns have had all kinds of poisons put on them. Now, if you were eating grass from a natural pasture, it is non-toxic. We don't digest the raw grass well at all. Cows especially have, as you know, a rumen, and much of their digestion takes place in there before it goes into the stomach. So we just don't have the system set up for actual getting great nutrients out of grass. We don't have the teeth. We don't have the digestive system. It would be nip and tuck.
Okay. So do you have a thought? Let's say the supply chain were to crash. Do you have a thought of what we might be able to supplement our diet with that's out there?
I mean, unless you live outside a city, I don't think there's anything.
Yeah.
I mean, there you're getting to wild animals. I mean, our best food, unequivocally, is animal, fish, animal, poultry. You know, those animals have a better overall digestive system than human beings, and we just can't do it. We've got to have the proper protein and vitamins and minerals. You get a few vitamins and minerals out of grass, but that's about it, because we can't even digest the cellulose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned teeth. You know, cows' teeth wear out pretty fast compared to our teeth. 10, 15 years, that's about it. And they're worn down. And that's because they eat grass. And in that grass is probably some soil that's ruining the enamel on their teeth as well. Okay, so the bottom line is we've got to be prepared because it would be tough to eat grass. It'd be tough to eat leaves. There are some edibles out there. Maybe we should do a broadcast later on about, you know, what you can eat and how you can determine what you can eat, because if you eat the wrong mushrooms, it'll kill yourself.
Right. And although mushrooms are a wonderful, the edible mushrooms are a wonderful source for antioxidants and enhancing immune function, they're pretty low in protein.
Okay. So animals, and that explains why deer, rabbit, squirrel all but disappeared during that 5-year extreme drought in our neck of the woods, Missouri and the surrounding states, because we flat out have to have animal protein. Okay. Dr. Shuley, changing our diet, you know, a lot of people should change their diet because I can see the evidence of what happens when people eat what they're currently eating. I guess they're eating a lot of fast food and a lot of prepared food. But changing our diet to lower blood pressure, do you have some thoughts on that? What would that diet consist of if a person wanted to naturally lower his or her blood pressure, which may be just a little high or really high?
Well, the single food that is best for lowering blood pressure is beets, plain old red beets. They're loaded with nitrates. And if you ate about a quarter beets a day, that would be equal to about 30 drops of NitroStream a day.
A quart of beets. Okay,
right.
So that's a lot of beets.
That is a bunch of beets. I think most people would have trouble. Mm-hmm. Now, agrula, an odd little vegetable salad rocket, agrula, whatever, agrula, rugula, you know, it has many different names. It is also excellent, but you'd have to eat, good heavens, half a bushel probably.
Well, shouldn't we be eating those beets and salad greens anyway?
Well, salad greens are good, but they're fairly low in nitrate.
Okay, we'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a
free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norman Shuley is with us. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. And Dr. Shuley, you mentioned arugula, and what I understand is that it benefits vision and eye health. I mean, just as one item, it as you mentioned, it helps control blood pressure, promotes cardiovascular health, and I mean that's just the beginning. So we should be eating arugula.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, although I am an avid gardener, I've never gotten around to raising arugula. Have you?
No, I haven't, but I know that my grandmother has, you know, when she was alive, and, you know, I would hear that. And my mom to this day, well, as of yesterday, she was out hunting, dandelion, leaves for her.
And that is a sort of a distant relative, if you will, and it does have nitrates.
It's interesting, Dr. Shuley. Over the years, I've watched my mother's health habits, and she had a brother and a sister, and she was the oldest of the three children. And my mom didn't smoke. would have wine once in a while, but you know, was not a drinker per se. And her brother and sister both smoked. Consumed, I won't say they were alcoholics by any stretch of the imagination, but they consumed a little more alcohol than my mom. And they both died early, way early. And so I had a chance to watch my mom's health habits. She would cook broccoli. She would first wash it, and she'd cook it. And then she would put the water from cooking broccoli in the refrigerator, and that would be a beverage, you know, for the next day or two. She would cook a lot of beets. And so she did a lot of these things that some people might say are healthy to do. And she's in her 90s, and she's, you know, still going pretty strong. So I find it interesting that I had a chance to see the effects of smoking, see the effects of eating out more often than maybe I would. Not by my mom, but by her brother and sister. And I saw the effects of smoking, you know, the wrinkling of the skin. You know, I'd look at my mom's skin and her younger brother and sister's skin, and they were way more wrinkled than my mom. So I got a chance to see firsthand what happens, because they all were raised in the same house. They all started out eating the same food, grown from the same garden. And the results of smoking and eating food at restaurants had quite a significant impact on the degradation of her brother and sister's health.
Well, my father's family is also a perfect example. Five of six brothers died between 48 and 54 years of age. They all smoked. Brother number six lived to be 80, a difference of over 16 years just because of smoking.
And for those of you who may still be smoking, I'll ask Dr. Shuley this question, and it's going to be striking, the response. Dr. Shuley, can you be healthy and smoke?
You know, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I had a really wonderful man come in yesterday as a patient, 50 years of age, and because of his 50th birthday, he wanted, you know, to get recommendations. Vince, his health habits are better than 99% of people in this country, except he chews tobacco.
He chews tobacco, okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I just, it's so interesting. He eats right, he exercises right, he sleeps right, you know, everything is good except he chews tobacco. And I offered him my technique for weaning, you know, quitting nicotine, which is an injection of B12 into four spates, on two on the face and two in the ears. It was kind of painful. He did not take me up.
Well, let's talk about chewing tobacco when we come back, because if you walk around Missouri, you'll see guys with these round wear marks on their right back pockets of their blue jeans, and that's the where they keep that round can of chewing tobacco. Let's talk about that, and what does it do to your tongue, your gums, your throat?
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Oh
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. And you can go to that website, sign up for the free newsletter, the same one that I get. And also, if you'd like to buy some of Dr. Shealy's products, you can find them right there at NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, chewing tobacco, the smokeless tobacco. Some people may think that, you know, it's okay. We're not smoking it. But what are your thoughts on smokeless tobacco or chewing tobacco?
Well, it increases the risk of cancer of the mouth and throat. It's a poison. There's no getting away from it. Any way you look at it, nicotine, whether you smoke it or chew it, is not healthy.
I understand that oral tobacco has about 28 chemicals known to cause cancer. They're carcinogens. And, Dr. Shealy, as I'm thinking about what you're saying, I'm thinking about, okay, so we chew this stuff. Some of it, even though we don't want to swallow it, may go into our stomachs, go through our intestines. And so I'm thinking about all kinds of cancers throughout the entire body. Am I mistaken?
No, you're right. It is truly just plain old poison. You know, not quite as bad as arsenic, but it comes close.
And Dr. Shealy, you had mentioned several times on the air that, you know, you can take your poison in a big dose and kill yourself quickly, or you can take it in small doses and kill yourself slowly. Is that the case with chewing tobacco?
That is what it is. You know, again, and smoking, we have the statistics in the quantity, because I don't know how you measure chewing tobacco by the number of chews or whatever, but one pack a day, average, no other bad habit, shortens your life expectancy 7 years. It's that simple. Three packs is 18 years.
You know, it's interesting, as you mentioned this, it brought back a thought. I was standing on at the bus pickup point during elementary school. And there was an older guy that was waiting for his bus at the same spot, but he was several years old. He was probably going to high school. And he was smoking, a young guy. I'm talking about a very, very young teenager smoking. And I said, "Why do you do that?" And he said, "Well, you know, he likes it." And I said, "Well, aren't you worried about cancer?" And he said, "Look, a pack a day will only shorten your life 7 years." And he thought that was acceptable.
Yep.
And this was in the 60s. He thought it was just fine to smoke and shorten his own life by what could be 10%. But I don't know if he was thinking about the cost, because back then cigarettes were 25 cents a pack at the gas station, probably 17 cents a pack if you bought them by the carton, maybe 17 and a half cents. But I don't think he was thinking about the degradation of his, not only the shortening of the life, but the end of life horrors that he might experience, how terrible it might be. The dwindling health at an increasing rate, and it's so addictive. Have you found that it's difficult to get people to quit smoking, even when they know about lung cancer and all these other cancers? And
it's harder than heroin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. It is perhaps the most addictive substance known.
And it's engineered to be addictive. There's research that has gone into the genetics of tobacco to make it so that you absolutely, positively cannot easily quit the addiction. Dr. Shealy, how do people who smoke justify it to you when they say, "Yeah, doctor, I understand, I'm killing myself." But, I mean, what do they say? Or are they embarrassed? Or are they just...
I have never had anyone give me a reasonable, common sense, honest reason for smoking. Not one. It's not possible.
And if you, okay, and if you listen to, if you have a guest come to your house who is a smoker, and they've been smoking for years, the morning sound, when they get up in the morning, it sounds like they're going to die from the coughing and the hacking, and I'm sure you've heard that, right?
Yeah.
And they think that's okay. Okay. All right. So 7 years off your life if you smoke one pack a day, and 18 if you smoke three. And what about menthol cigarettes, Dr. Shuley? Is there a increased concern about menthol?
I don't know. I don't know any studies on that. Menthol itself is, you know, is not the healthiest thing in the world, but compared to nicotine, it's relatively minor, I suppose.
Okay. Class, I just want to remind you, there's some RK Gun Shows October 15th and 16th, Saturday and Sunday. That's on the weekend, October 15th and 16th, Columbus, Georgia, Knoxville, Tennessee, and Springfield, Missouri. And I plan on being at the one in Springfield, Missouri, that at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, if they'll let me in. Columbus, Georgia, Knoxville, Tennessee, and Springfield, Missouri. That's October 15 and 16. Dr. Shuley, something that's probably unpleasant to talk about, but what is constipation?
Constipation.
What is it? What causes it? And what do we do about it?
Well, constipation is, difficulty, if you will, emptying your bowels, having a bowel movement. It is probably 2 to 4 times as common in women as in men. And the reason is, I think, not diet as much as perhaps less water, but more importantly, women tend to be more parasympathetically dominant and men more sympathetic. In other words, men run on adrenaline. And adrenaline helps to prevent constipation, keeps the guts more active. But it's unhealthy, of course. If you do not empty your bowels a minimum of once a day, and I think twice is preferable, with ease. I mean, it's not just a question of emptying. It's, ease without having to strain, et cetera, et cetera. Then you're going to have long-term toxicity. And more illnesses.
Okay, so if a person is constipated, I mean, there are plenty of remedies that you can buy at the pharmacy, over the counter, or drugstore, or even the Chinese factory outlet, to avoid constipation. Grains?
Well,
I mean, what do we do? Cereals?
There are a whole bunch of foods that can help. For instance, squeezing one lemon into a glass of warm water in the morning and drinking it first thing. That may be the simplest thing of all. If that does not work, there are any number of things like prunes, plums, prune juice, grape juice, plain old Welch's grape juice. Is an excellent assistant to, if you will, regulating or keeping the bowels properly active. Now, if those don't work, there are any number of things from psyllium seed husks to flax seed husks to grape fruit pectin and stuff like that that can help immensely.
Okay. So now, does psyllium, you mentioned psyllium, I know you can get psyllium powder without the sugar added, without the orange flavor added.
Yeah, you want to avoid the 50% sugar that's in Metamucil. Metamucil is junk.
Mm-hmm. Metamucil is comprised of one of the ingredients is psyllium or psyllium powder.
Psyllium husk, the husk of the psyllium seed, and 50% glucose. Okay, it's really toxic.
But the psyllium with psyllium powder without the sugar and without the flavoring is okay.
Yeah, consyl, yes. K-O-N-S-Y-L is one form of the plain psyllium seed husk, so that's the good one.
And now, is that something that the fiber that we're talking about, will that help lower high blood pressure?
Well, it can, and cholesterol.
Okay. So is this, Dr. Shealy, is this something that should be taken as a part of a regular diet regimen, for example?
Well, for people who need it, yes. Now, for me, it would be irritating.
Okay.
In other words, well, I don't need it.
All right. Okay. So then on the other side of this coin, we talk about constipation. By the way, are there risks associated with constipation? Let's say a person is constipated regularly.
Well, it increased the risk of hemorrhoids, of course, and cancer of the colon.
Hmm. Okay. All right. And so is the hemorrhoids, is that a result of straining? Is that what happens?
Yep. That is one of the problems, yes.
Okay. And what does a person do about hemorrhoids, Dr. Shealy?
Well, you avoid by having regular, what I call soft bowel movements.
Uh-huh.
You want them to be not liquid, but soft.
Okay. So if a person has hemorrhoids, can a person change his or her diet and maybe they heal themselves? Or
yes.
Is that something that doesn't?
They can do definitely help immensely if they change their diet.
Okay, when we come back, Dr. Shealy, can we talk about the other side of this coin, which is diarrhea? Irritable bowel syndrome. What are the risks associated with diarrhea, and how does one eat or change diet to...
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. And we've been talking about constipation, what it is, the risks, and what to do about it. And now it's the other side of the coin, diarrhea. Dr. Shealy, are there any risks associated with diarrhea?
Oh, yes. Actually, it's a quicker, if you will, risk with diarrhea. You can actually die from, you know, excessive diarrhea, you know, 10 or more bowel movements a day that are liquid, et cetera. And there are many, many more serious diseases associated with it. It depends, of course, on the amount, the duration, and all that sort of stuff. Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis are the worst of the diarrhea things, but there's all kinds of infectious agents from bacteria to parasites of various kinds, et cetera, which can cause ongoing and long-standing chronic diarrhea. Again, it is primarily nutritional deficiency for the milder cases. That is, you're not going to absorb a lot of your vitamins and minerals, maybe even your amino acids, if you've got significant diarrhea. It's much more complex than treating constipation. The most important thing is if you need to be sure that you don't have a true parasite or a Clostridia or one of the more serious bacterial infections. And sometimes you really do need even an antibiotic to save your life. So this is something not to ignore. Now, for the so-called irritable bowel syndrome, that's one where often they go from constipation 1 week or day or two to diarrhea back and forth. And it's not quite as serious as severe diarrhea or long-term total chronic constipation, but it's a big problem. The most important thing, as with so many diseases today, is to avoid wheat because of Monsanto's Roundup, which has totally poisoned all wheat. And now I just was told yesterday by a farmer that 90% of all the corn in this country is, quote, Roundup ready. So, you know, we're getting increasingly poisoned by Monsanto. But first, certainly avoid wheat, and I would now say avoid sugar and avoid corn. And then there are certain things that can quiet an irritated intestine. My favorite probably is tannin, something that's found in tea, but you can buy it as a tablet or capsule, T-A-N-A-L-B-I-T, tannel bit. And a couple of those, one twice a day, can make huge differences in quieting down an irritated bowel with diarrhea. In addition, you need lots and lots and lots of probiotics as well as prebiotics. The best probiotic is Dr. Bush, B-U-S-H, Restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E, is a wonderful liquid probiotic that helps feed is an excellent prebiotic. It helps feed the probiotics of your intestine. And, you know, you can buy it in a capsule. My favorite is G as in George, R, 8, the number 8, Dophilus. 2 to 4 of those capsules a day, or plain Greek yogurt is the best.
You know, I was looking, as you're saying this, Dr. Shuley, the top 7 genetically modified crops, corn, the number 1 crop grown in the U.S., 88%. You said 90. This post might be a little bit older than what you mentioned. So 88 to 90% of corn is genetically modified. Soy, 93%. Cottonseed, 94%. Papaya, 75%. Canola, 90% genetically modified. And sugar beets, 54%. Of sugar sold in America comes from sugar beets. We'll be right back.
Well, the sugar was poison to start with. Now they've made it more so.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.